For this week's news brief, I am joined by Megan Tackett, the newest staff reporter at the Sopra Sun.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We've seen two Sopra Sun editions come out now since you were hired on officially, but you were previously writing for the newspaper.
Yes, I was freelancing for them.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your background?
I have a degree in journalism. I went to Ohio University, go Bobcats, in Athens, Ohio, a long time ago, graduated in 2008, and had visions of Woodward and Bernstein dancing in my head and thought, yes, I'm going to be a very serious journalist. And then the economy crashed and the world kind of imploded. And all of a sudden, I got a job offer randomly at the St. Regis Aspen, and a ski pass and employee housing sounded really good to me. So I thought, I'll ride out the recession in Colorado. Why not? I can be a ski bum. I'll try on that hat. And then obviously 9 years later, I'm still in Colorado and loving it. I have continued writing. I've just kind of loved that freelancing life. Started a creative agency called Tripod Creative. Most of my beefier pieces have been policy recommendations when I worked for the Welsh National Assembly, or I used to write for Smart Business Magazine in Cleveland and things like that.
So let's talk a little bit about some of your recent stories. A highlight, I think, from this week was the story about the Ganesh sculpture at the True Nature Healing Arts Garden.
I didn't even know about the unveiling. Big shout out to Jane Bachrach, our photographer. She was there at the unveiling and took all these great shots. And so then I kind of retroactively wanted to dig into it. And it was fun for me too, you know, Googling the etymology of the name Ganesha and all this extra symbology. So it became a really fascinating rabbit hole to go down.
And in addition to that, you wrote about Potato Days and all of these different book sales, record sales, one of which belonging to Katie and Kay. Would you like to talk about that story?
Potato Day is just such a fun shout out to everything that is Carbondale and its heritage and history. It's the 109th, right? And the oldest celebration in Carbondale. So I just think it's so fitting that the community really comes out. And locals have an opportunity to not only have a lot of fun. I mean, it's a Harry Potter theme this year. So we're very much hoping to get some fun photos of people in costume and playing around. But, you know, you can kind of give back too. Vinyl sales surpassed digital music sales last year. Publishers Weekly was saying that print sales were up almost 4% again for like the third year in a row. So I think sometimes we get it in our heads that in the world of digital and in the world of total connectivity on the internet, that some of these more traditional media are falling by the wayside, and it's simply not true. And I think it's just so neat that people can come and for a buck a record or a buck a book, you know, really add to their own collections. Or if they don't have their collections, they can start to check some stuff out.
The week before, you wrote one story about the backcountry.
That was a heavier research process, obviously. You know, there's this balance to be struck. On the one hand, you want to treat it like a public service announcement. But the other thing to consider, too, is Colorado's population keeps growing and growing and growing. And so even though there's an increased number of incidents, I wanted to see if that was also impacting an increased percentage of incidents. And the data aren't really in on that yet. But I'll be curious to see how much of it is just a reflection of there are more people, therefore there are going to be more incidents, versus, you know, there are more people and they are coming from all over. And it's wonderful that we have this backyard, but let's make sure we can enjoy it safely.
Any stories that you see developing that you look forward to fleshing out?
Yeah, there's one that's been percolating. I think it's really neat how many potentially historic buildings exist in this town. There are a lot of endeavors underway right now to get that proper historical recognition. And so as that progresses, I'm looking forward to tying that together into a piece because, you know, Carbondale's really special. And as far as what I'm looking forward to, just furthering get to know the community and the people that comprise that community. So for those of you who read my little intro piece that was awkward for me to write, I wasn't kidding. Throw a girl a bone. Let me know if something cool is happening, because that's how I find my stories. I'm a very people-centric person, so you can always approach me and shoot me an email or give me a call with a story tip.
Thank you so much for coming in, Megan Tackett, and we look forward to your work.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.